Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the anxiety of AI taking over our jobs is making people very, very nervous. And this one headline freaked people out from Fox News: construction workers being replaced by AI robot bricklayers. Now, anytime you hear that automation or AI is being embraced by a company, they immediately say, nope, it is to free up current workers and to help address a labor shortage. Nobody's getting replaced. Nobody's going to steal jobs. Yet when you walk into a store and you can't find any associate to help you, and you see all these checkout lanes that are automatic, and you start to wonder, are these companies kind of liking not having to hire people? So Fox News is reporting a typical bricklayer's day, where you're all day working in the hot sun, your knees and back getting destroyed, hands are raw, and Monumental has robot bricklayers that may, quote-unquote, save the construction industry and a spine or two in the process. Monumental's bricklaying robots are agile, artificial intelligence-powered machines that navigate construction sites like self-driving cars. They work in teams of three. One grabs the brick, another fetches the mortar, and a third lays them down with precision. So, is that AI? Is that just a robot automation? They do this with two tower cranes that allow it to lay bricks from the ground level up to the top of a building's ground floor. For higher floors, the robot is able to drive onto a scissors lift that raises it up. Then the bricklayer, according to Fox News, deposits the mortar, lays the bricks autonomously. The process still needs a human mason for pointing, mortar smoothing, and wall tie installation. For now. So these robots, how expensive are they? They cost only $25,000 a unit. But Monumental does not sell their robots. It sells its bricklaying services. It charges by the brick, just like human masons in Europe, and at a similar rate. It also provides a human mason to supervise the robots and handle the tasks they cannot do. They say Monumental's bricklaying robots, though, can work faster. They form swarms, which is not feasible with the human labor shortage. Can work in most temperatures and not need a break. Not have a workers' comp injury. Now, they say that these bricklayers are not going to steal jobs. Yeah, right. They're more like assistants, filling a crucial gap in the labor market. There are over 500,000 construction worker vacancies right now in the U.S., including a serious lack of skilled bricklayers. They say there's still plenty of work to go around. But Monumental is a startup that wants to revolutionize the construction industry with its bricklaying robots. They are based in Amsterdam, founded by experienced entrepreneurs and AI experts that have been working for about 2.5 years, ready to unveil their solution, which is a fleet of robots that can work alongside humans, faster and smarter. So, this is something that we knew was going to happen. And you'll see individuals with their worker comp injuries and all, it's not an easy job. Look at truck drivers. Their health suffers. Our firefighters, their health suffer. So there is going to be a big push for tech to come in and help individuals minimize their injuries. But what I'm also kind of wondering about as a physician is for you to get a good job or for you to be able to work, you had to be in shape. You had to keep your health up. You had to be, and I remember when we were younger, you know, coaches would say, yeah, if you can't even lift yourself, how are you going to get a job where you have to lift or you have to, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, oh boy, I have no upper arm strength. I wouldn't be able to get a job and lift and work. But, and mind you, we have tech, but we have these fine men and women that are out there that are busting their butts to, you know, build our homes, build our streets. But I do worry about their health. I worry about them being out there in the sun. I live in Southern Nevada, and construction workers out there in the heat, I don't know how they do it, or in the freezing cold. So there is a big push to have automation, and the more we can figure it out, the more we're going to want it. But if humans don't necessarily later have to do these jobs, are they still going to be physically fit? Now, we have a bunch of people working at desks, sitting at computers. We have to remind people to exercise. We have to remind people. I have to remind you guys every day that you should be getting at least 30 to 40 minutes of exercise a day. Even though the guidelines are only 150 minutes a week, I think we should be exercising more than that. But if we're going to have machines do all the work for us, then we need to do something to stay active. We can't be just always on computers. It's not healthy. We can't be pasty and never getting sun. And where we are right now is it is very, very expensive to hire a person. Not only are you paying their higher wages, but you're paying their insurance. You're paying their taxes. You're paying workers' comp. You're paying for their replacement if they're on leave. And I think these companies are just dying to find ways to save money. Look at how fast food with the $20 an hour minimum wage in California and what that's doing to the industry. If they can automate the burgers, automate the pizza, automate things, they're going to do it. And we have the technology to do it. And looks like they're making these robots less expensive. They could do this bricklaying robot for $25,000. It's pretty incredible. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know about you all, but every single day I am seeing headlines on how much we should have for retirement, what we should have been saving this whole time. And I'm not stupid. I've known since I was younger that you had to save for retirement. In fact, I remember my parents being poor for most of my childhood. We had a couple good years, but most of them bad. And I remember my parents saying, you need to have in the bank 3 months of your expenses saved up, and if possible, 6 months. And then during the recession, they were like a year, but we don't even have a month. They were living paycheck to paycheck. And so for me, having gone through school, having had student loans, then starting my family, and my husband having loans, you know, we were never able to necessarily save up for retirement. Plus, when you own your own business, you don't have somebody putting money into your 401k, etc. And so for those of you who are depressed or anxious about not having enough retirement, you're not alone. I am too. There is no way. In fact, I talked to one of my friends who has been saving for the last 20 years. And even he says, there is no way I'm anywhere near the point where I could retire. And I think one of the things spurring this anxiety is things are costing a lot more. I mean, if you don't have your house paid off, if you have this stress, this you know, mandate of, well, you're eventually going to have to buy electric because your regular fuel car is going to be no good. Your kids may not have jobs. Your grandkids may not have jobs. You might want to pay for private school if you don't like what they're teaching in public school. There's a lot of, uncertainty about the future. So first and foremost, does everybody take a deep breath? Because a lot of us are in the same boat. I don't know many individuals that have a lot of money in terms of retirement or enough. You are going to have to, though, rethink your spending. Now, it's very interesting. There was an article on should you pay off your mortgage early. For me, I'm not going to, because I think my interest rate when we refied is like 2.6. So we refied and we got a killer interest rate on the house. So if you know, don't have to pay it off, and you could use that money to invest like bonds right now where I think 5.7. Now, because I was like, should I put a little bit more money to the house? No, it's a 2.6 interest rate. I'd rather, you know, put something to the bonds or save it. But this was an interesting article from Money Talks News. 7 times where it's not smart to pay off your mortgage early. One is if you don't have emergency savings. If you don't have an emergency fund for medical, to fix the car, for an emergency, you definitely don't want to be paying off your house. You need to make sure you have emergency funds, and I agree with that. If you need liquidity, where you need things that you could quickly sell to have cash, like your stocks or some of your old bonds that won't penalize you, if you pay your mortgage, it kind of locks the cash up. And so home equity you could borrow, but some experts, such as Money Talks News founder Stacey Johnson, said that during the housing bubble, he was able to use the cash to buy the house next door and flip it for a big profit. So, if I'm no money expert, but if you need the money or that money could be invested somewhere else, such as 3, you could earn a better rate by investing. So if you get a better rate, you know, lowering taxes. They say if you invest extra cash in a tax advantage account like 401k, you have another reason not to put money into your home loan because it could lower your current tax bill. So if you could shift income, right, to 401ks that might not be taxed rather than the post income putting money to the mortgage. They say your mortgage is a hedge against inflation if you have a good fixed interest rate. If your job is uncertain, if you have high interest debt, get the debt done soon. Get the debt taken care of sooner. But this article here that talks about how much you should have in retirement at every stage of your life, they say in your 20s, right? They want you to start saving in your 20s. I was unable to do that. But they say by age 30, you should have saved an amount equal to your annual salary. So if your salary is 75 grand, by age 30, you should already have 75 grand put away. I didn't. I don't think I have that now. Now, maybe one of my retirement accounts, but I don't have that in the bank. They say when starting your career, commit to automatic savings 20% per year into your 401k. It will discipline you to live on the remaining 80%. Now, I agree with squirreling money away. I agree with learning to live on less. If you see a certain amount in the bank going, oh, wow, I got extra money. But if there's less in the bank, see, another thing I always recommended is, you know how you can have a savings and a money market and a checking? Make sure you're checking without bouncing checks is not always full. One, you get interest on your money market, but two, then you notice you have less to spend. And the psychology of that, of, you know, wow, I only have this much money in the bank. Forget about what you have in savings. Then you'll learn to live on that smaller amount. But these financial experts, according to Go Banking Rates, are suggesting by age 30, you should have at least 75 socked away or whatever your salary is. Many people don't sign up for a 401k in their 20s. I think it's free money. If you have a job where the employer will match it and the more you put in, the more they match, you might as well do the max because you're getting extra money from your boss. Why not? Now, some people say, well, your boss will fire you if they have to pay more for you than anybody else. If they're already thinking like that, they're already going to fire you. So, no, try to get what you can as long as you're doing a good job, but absolutely try to max what they give you. They say by age 40, you should have the 3x rule. Both Fidelity and Ally Bank recommend having 3x your annual salary put away for retirement by the age of 40. Again, don't panic if you don't. Okay? Also, resist the temptation to, if you do have poor salary, to buy more expensive cars. That's why I think it's ridiculous, all this pressure to buy electric. For those of us that are comfortable with our used cars, you know, because you can't buy used electric, we're trying to teach people to be a little more conservative with their money. This pressure to buy a new electric vehicle for 40, 50 grand, By age 50, they recommend you have 5x your annual earnings saved away. I'm going to tell you right now, that's not me. Not me. They say if you've fallen behind in your retirement saving, such as college tuition for your children, you can make a catch-up contribution. Once you hit 50, you can make an extra contribution to a tax-advantaged retirement account each year. The Internal Revenue Service determines the amount, which is $7,500 for 401k plans in 2024. So you could double your contribution if you need. And then, of course, cut costs. And that's something that I always recommend. A lot of us are spending money on things that we don't necessarily need to. We don't coupon. I remember my mom with food stamps and coupons. And, you know, I don't always do that. I wish I did. But the problem is I find a coupon and then I lose it or I don't go to that store. But there's a lot of things you could do. I have a family member who's an Amway. And I have too much stuff already at the house, and I really want to help this family member out. I just don't know what to buy. And sometimes you find yourself in these situations where I have to buy something too. I think there's other ways you could help. If you don't necessarily, you know, if you have somebody who's doing that kind of stuff and you want to help them out, you don't necessarily have to spend money. You could promote. Same thing with charities. There's a lot of charities that need help. A lot of help. Yes, they need money, but let's say you don't have the money. Why don't you start an online fundraiser for them or volunteer your time? There's a lot of things you could do, something such as political candidates. Political candidates will use boots on the ground help. And I know there's a lot of people asking for money this political year. If you don't have it, you don't necessarily have to spend it. But rethink a lot of what you're spending. Do you really need to eat out? Are leftovers really that bad? Do you need to eat the whole plate? Every time I go out, I only eat half the dish. This way, I have dinner for the next night. You just now made that last. In fact, I could even make lunch and dinner out of it. You get a salad, you get the meal. I'll eat half the salad for lunch the next day, and then the dinner, half the dinner for dinner. Save on gas, carpool. If you could take public transportation. If you could downsize, downsize. If you don't need a four-bedroom house, don't have it. By age 60, you should be at 7x your annual earnings saved for retirement. That's what they're recommending. Again, don't panic. Don't panic, but yeah. These are some of the guidelines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. California Governor Gavin Newsom is re-emphasizing his support for another Biden term in the White House. He spoke about the president's age on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday.
It's because of his age that he's been so successful. It's because of the wisdom and the character that's developed over years.
Newsom has been considered a potential challenger for the presidential race. Former President Trump notching a landslide Republican primary election victory over Nikki Haley in her home state of South Carolina. Still, Haley insists she will stay in the race at least until Super Tuesday, which is next week. The bidding war for a rare 14-karat gold Lego piece found in Pennsylvania is over. The Bionicle Golden Kanohaihao mask sold for $18,101. It was originally posted for $14.95. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So no shock here, but our COVID vaccine might have to be updated, and we may get a new one for the fall or winter. The FDA revealed today that they are holding a public meeting in May to discuss whether updates to the current crop of vaccines is necessary, according to Daily Mail. Currently, the most common strain is the JN.1 that is not targeted by the previous booster, which inoculates against the XBB.1.5. There is still some crossover protection, but it is a different strain. The FDA said they anticipate the changes to the vaccine composition may need to be made based on the currently circulating strains of COVID. Officials believe that the COVID vaccine will need to be updated every year, just like flu shots. Well, duh, we've been saying that from the beginning. And they think the shot's going to be recommended for every American over the age of 6 months. Even though some experts are saying it really just needs to be for the elderly or those who are immunocompromised. Data shows that only 40% of people aged 75 years or older got the updated shots last year. Over 18-year-old, barely 20% got the new COVID booster. The FDA's Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, or VRBPAC, is a 16-member committee that decides on vaccine composition. They hold the meeting, and they say barring any new major changes to circulating virus, the FDA expects that the composition of COVID vaccines may need to be updated annually, like we do with seasonal flu. Now, they're not going to make the recommendation until June this year. I'm a little shocked by that because usually it's the fall rollout. They make the decision on our flu shot by February. So I'm wondering why they're waiting till June, but maybe they, you know, maybe it's faster for Pfizer and Moderna to update their shots. Who knows? They would switch the COVID spike protein or the virus protein used to invade the cells that their mRNA vaccines cause cells to build. As you know, in a little lipoprotein, it brings mRNA, some messenger RNA, to tell the cell, once the cell absorbs it, to work to make these spike proteins, release these spike proteins so that the immune system learns them and can fight when the real virus comes. It's a fascinating science, but there's been a lot of debate on the side effects and issues with myocarditis and other sorts of side effects as anything, any medication or pharmaceutical or vaccine could have. And as I said, and I predicted day one with the mandate, they are going to completely mess up any public health protocol for vaccines, as you are going to start to see more vaccine hesitancy because of the way things went down with the mandates. And now we're seeing that. PBS is discussing how we have vaccine hesitancy contributing to the rising rates of measles and COVID. PBS NewsHour digital health reporter talks to John Yang to look at why cases of measles is climbing, as well as COVID cases. Now, I would also like to see the numbers of people vaccinated getting measles, because I do think we are having many infectious diseases or new strains of things coming across the border. When we had that measles outbreak that I think the epicenter was Disneyland a decade ago, many of the individuals who were affected, Americans, were vaccinated. There were some unvaccinated, but it was suggested that it were people from out of the country that brought the measles in, the new strain of measles, which made us discuss, do we need a third shot of measles or a third booster? So right now, vaccine hesitancy is being blamed for measles outbreaks. And if somebody does not have, is not vaccinated for MMR, yes, they can be at risk for measles. I thought I saw a case of measles in a vaccinated person a couple days ago, and I told the parents to get them checked out and tested. Unfortunately, we don't get a lot of follow-up in telemedicine when you work for a company and, you know, the patients don't necessarily call back. But, you know, we have a lot of vaccines, and I'm grateful that we have vaccines. But as I predicted, you have a lot of parents thinking, okay, you know what, this is getting to be a little too much. And, you know, are there too many vaccines? There's an argument. There could be an argument that there are too many. You know, when a parent has to decide to inject something into their healthy child, it's a very solemn one. I mean, me being pro-vaccine, I even got scared, especially when my child acted funny and listless for a couple days after. I was nervous. And it's a risk. When you have a healthy human being and you are injecting something that could have side effects, it's a scary, scary time. Boy, did I pray like crazy that the kids would be okay. But on the flip side, I was scared of polio. I was scared of tetanus. Tetanus killed one of my, I think, great uncles or grandparents. grandparents. And so I was scared of hepatitis. I didn't want my kids getting any of that. And so I am glad that we have vaccines that can help protect. It's amazing, the medicine and the science behind it. But we have a lot. These kids get a lot of shots. And we're seeing a lot of parents now rip their kids out of school to avoid the vaccines. And also probably because of curriculum issues. And so when you see less than 20%, I think the number was 17% of people got a COVID booster. Now, it starts to show that we either A, are not that fearful of COVID, or B, we're sick of vaccines. And I told you, I got the COVID vaccine in 2022, the booster. I didn't get COVID. It was fantastic, but boy, was I sick for a month. Couldn't get my mammogram, chest pain, breast swelling. So I skipped the vaccine, the booster, this last year. Now, I did get COVID before, so I didn't feel like I needed to go and get the booster because I just had COVID. But I don't like getting COVID, but I also don't like getting vaccine reactions. So I'm really mixed. That's why as a doctor, I tell my patients, look, if you're vulnerable, consider the vaccine, but talk to your medical provider. If you're concerned about side effects, that's between you and your doctor. Nobody should force it. Nobody should fire you. That pregnant waitress in Brooklyn who didn't want to get the vaccine because she was pregnant and didn't know enough about it, and she got fired from her job. You know how ridiculous that was? Because there was rushed science saying, oh, it'll protect the baby. And mind you, COVID could cause miscarriage, and COVID could hurt the baby, the fetus. But also, do we know enough about it? Have we studied fetuses and spike proteins? So now that we have this measles outbreak, you know, we are a little concerned about what happens next. And, you know, I don't like measles. I am not a fan. I don't want to see, you know, outbreaks of illnesses that we should have pretty much eliminated the Florida measles outbreak, just in Florida alone, is expanding. Health officials in Broward County confirmed an 8th case, including one in a child under 5. Now, I don't know if all the people affected were unvaccinated, but there has been at least 35 measles cases in 15 states, most related to international travel. 9 cases in Pennsylvania, 8 of them in Philly. Florida's outbreak is more than the other states right now. But, you know, measles is pretty contagious, and so parents, you know, Dr. Ladapo, Surgeon General, had told parents to decide whether to quarantine or let them go to school. And so experts are a little worried if parents are going to choose to go to school or not. You know, unvaccinated people have a 90% chance of getting sick if they're exposed. So personally, if somebody does have an infectious disease, I would like them not to spread it. But on the flip side, you don't know you have it until 2 days in. So it's another discussion that's going to be made is, you know, when do you isolate, when don't you? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So NBC News is reporting that the Supreme Court today is weighing free speech challenges to social media restrictions. And they are questioning laws in Florida and Texas that they say are seeking to impose or alleged or reportedly seeking to impose restrictions on the ability of social media companies to moderate content based on the assumption that they disfavor conservative speech. Platforms like Facebook, YouTube, represented by trade groups NetChoice and the Computer and Communications Industry Association, known as CCIA, say that both laws infringe upon the free speech rights of companies under the Constitution's First Amendment by restricting their ability to choose what content they wish to publish on their platforms. Various other tech companies that routinely moderate their content oppose the laws, including Reddit, Discord, and Yelp. After the first of two oral arguments concerning the Florida law, it appeared a majority of the justices had concerns that the measure violates the free speech rights of big social media companies by prohibiting them from limiting the speech of some problematic users. According to liberal Justice Elena Kagan, she says, why isn't that a, you know, comma, a classic First Amendment violation for the state to come in and say, we're not going to allow you to enforce these sorts of restrictions? Some justices, however, suggested the law might have some legitimate applications against other platforms potentially covered by it, which could mean the court stops short of striking it down altogether. Conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch said separating the wheat from the chaff here is pretty difficult. So the laws were enacted by Republican-led states in 2021 after Twitter, Facebook, and others banned former President Donald Trump after his effort, reportedly, they said he tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Now, mind you, some people equate what Trump did to Hillary Clinton, saying, not my president. Others feel that he started an insurrection. So as a result, social media companies banned the former president. Twitter later was then taken over by Elon Musk, who brought Trump back. But Trump already started his own social media platform, Truth Social. So he's able to get his word out that now, both laws seek to impose restrictions or content moderation and require companies to provide individualized explanations to users when content is removed. Florida law, I guess, prevents companies from banning public figures running for political office and restricts shadow banning, whereby certain user content is made difficult to find by other users. The state claims that such actions are a form of censorship. A Texas law similarly prevents platforms from banning users based on the views they express. Each law requires the companies to disclose their moderation policies. So I'm mixed with this because I've seen what some of these companies do. So, you know, having family in Israel and having friends whose family members were victims of the Hamas massacre that happened on October 7th, when friends and family were, you know, calling for help and support to try to get the hostages back, people would, you know, ask me, where's your messaging? Why aren't you asking for help and supporting, you know, the victims? And I go, I am. Didn't you see my Facebook feed? Didn't you see my Twitter? Don't you hear the show? Well, when you look at Facebook, they have view insights, and you could see how many people saw your post. If I write something about Taylor Swift, you know, or football, or put a funny meme, there's thousands of people that apparently see that. But any time I had posted something about what happened, like when there was that rocket coming from Gaza that hit that hospital tragically, you don't see any. The insights say zero, maybe one. So there's some algorithm that if I write about entertainment or sports, it'll go all over the place. Facebook will allow it to go all over. But if I write about Israel or the victims, and early on when we heard kids were raped and things like that, that wouldn't, so that's called shadow banning, where some of the things that you put don't get seen by an algorithm. Now, I don't know if we need a law to protect that, but that surely is awfully suspicious. That's very odd. You know, and then, you know, when Hillary said, look, the election's fake, Russian collusion, Trump is not my president, she didn't get shadow banned. She didn't get kicked off. There has to be consistency. And so I like the idea of, look, if somebody is going to be silenced, right, why? What was it that they did that somebody else in the other political party didn't do? But what was very odd was while Trump was silenced from Twitter, Putin had still full Twitter access. And that was during the Ukraine war. And reports of people being killed and raped by Russian soldiers. Putin, access to Twitter, Trump, no. And so I think there has to be a little bit of transparency here. On the flip side, though, free speech and First Amendment rights have to be sacred. And so now there's a question on, is the shadow banning that they're allowed to do violating the First Amendment, or telling them they can't shadow ban violating the First Amendment? Now, you know, I'm just blown away at how it's very slanted and biased. And so I understand why some states want some, you know, explanation. But we do have to be very, very careful with the restrictions we use. Yeah, I mean, if somebody is spreading hate speech, that has no place on a social media platform. But then what is considered hate speech? You asking for the hostages to come back and Hamas to never be able to do what they did on October 7th? Is that considered hate speech? You saying, you know, Israel from the, the land to the sea or whatever they were saying, that, you know, that's hate speech? I mean, they, you know, there's, the problem is social media has taken a turn to be so prevalent in our lives where people could put anything. But there are some obvious biases in these algorithms. And who oversees that? Now, again, Twitter is a private company. Facebook is a private company. You know, just because we as society put so much value into their news feeds doesn't necessarily mean government should come in. But if we are seeing discrimination, we don't tolerate discrimination in schools, discrimination in hospitals, discrimination in any private company. We don't tolerate that. So I think we do get to have a voice and say, look, what you're doing is not fair. But it, you know, it just blows my mind how people get their news from these social media sites. This is where, and people are quoting, I mean, they're just quoting, you know, things that aren't true. And misinformation is an issue. But the people who were trying to give proper information during COVID were accused of misinformation. So even that was wielded as a weapon. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.